कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरस्तिषे नमः गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमः भक्त्या विहीनाय अपराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वं शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दम् तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे त्वं नय मां शरणं त्रिजे वन कृष्ण क्विकली राधे जय जय माधव जय एटमॉस्फेयर शुड बी चेंज्ड लॉन्ग राधे जय जय माधव दैते राधे जय जय माधव
Satcharita कुंज बिहारी जय
devotees, they tell that there are so many problems. So many problems coming. I'm not feeling well. Why? Krishna is not making problems. Any other person is not making problems. Only our independent mind, je kotha shune na. The mind, disobedient mind, always makes himself so many troubles, so many problems. So always any devotee making so much problems for themselves and not listening Gurudev, obeying Gurudev, then what Gurudev will do? Not like a magic that he will, if anyone wants to drink, but Gurudev has told that you should not drink. Why? Oh, this is a very big problem. That I cannot check up my habit. Sometimes it is very problem to follow four basic principles. We know that all these things are very bad things, bad habits. For yourself, your body, your mind, your senses, everything will be poisoned by these. So don't make the problem. Especially nowadays, problem to check lust. We should try to do it. As you are brahmachari or grihastha, ladies or female or male, we should try. That is why a very good method has been invented, that you should be married. And leave equally, giving respect to each other. Not like husband should not think that my wife is like anything to be enjoyed only, like dogs, like cats, like horse, like any property. That should be given same respect as you want. And be with her, or she should be with him, not changing for whole life. Otherwise, so many problems will come. If you want to be happy and to chant Krishna name without any problem, then you'll have to follow very strictly the Vedic culture. First we should be Varnashram Dharmi. We should follow Varnashram Dharma, Indian culture. Swamiji has also told, who Swamiji? Bhaktivedanta Swamiji. And all our acharyas have said that we should follow very strictly the rules of Vedic culture and be Varnashrami. Don't disobey. Otherwise, you are creating so many problems. Anyone cannot help. Be so humble and polite to others. If you want to be behaved like that, you should be like that. Otherwise, bhajan will be very, very problem. So if anyhow, any luck you have come towards bhajan. Try to give up all the desires which are opposite to bhakti line, devotion line, and try to take all the things which are helpful. Are it a kishabda? Favorable for bhakti. And then you will see that Krishna is always helping you. Otherwise he will not help. So we should not do like this. So in this case, if anything is coming on problems, so then we should try to hear the pastimes of any good bhakta, like you heard Prahlad Maharaj. In his life he has no problem any, never. You know, the name of Draupadi, Yudhishthir, Pandavas, they have so much problem, but they thought that these are not problem. They thought it favorable for bhakti. So they used to create all these things, troubles, to fight with anyone or anything, only that Krishna should always be with him and helping. They were not sufferings for them. Very favorable. So they used to make all these problems that Krishna should always be with me and we will serve him only for this. So they had no any problem. If I am going to love and affect to give and serve Krishna, then why we should do all these things? So much luxurious things, so many dogs or hawks or anything, nothing. We should not make problem. Only we should try to love and Krishna in one ended. And there is no problem at all. If you are loving Krishna, and which is favorable for this, we will take all this, accept all this. Nothing else. Especially for devotees, female or male, those who are initiated second time, second initiation days. There should be adarsha, ideal. In humbleness, like trees, like grasses, always giving honor to others who deserve these qualities, and having no desire to be respect. I don't want respect. Then you see that all problems quickly go. So we should try to go. We should try to read, to hear the life of any realized Vaishnava. Today, Madhavendra Puri, today is the birthday of Madhavendra Puri. Disappearance, anything. And also of Acharya, Srinivas Acharya. And also I think that here is Acharya Ratna Prabhu. He is a Ratna. What? Jewel of so many among all Acharyas. So we should try to learn all these things. I think in this stage in which we are now, it will be more favorable to read and to understand, to hear the pastimes of life sketch of such a devotee, like Haridas Thakur, like Raghunath Das Goswami, like Madhavendra Puri. like Jiva Goswami and others, Sanatan Goswami, it will be more benefited, more beneficial, very beneficial. And don't derail from this. If you really want, I think then you should not have any cat in your house. If coming, no harm, but you should not be attached and give your very precious love and affection to that cat or rat. Never. Never to anyone. Rupa Sanatan, Madhvendra Purvi has never had any cow, never a cat or dog, horse, so many things. Swamiji has any cat? He had any dog?
Monkeys?
Never. So don't make problems. We should learn something from the life of Madhvendra Puri Pad. For beginning and to last, always he used to love only whom? Krishna. But to whom Krishna? Whom Krishna? Only beloved of Srimati Radhika. He always knew that Krishna is not my beloved. Krishna is beloved of Srimati Radhika. And I am Kinkari of Srimati Radhika. Always happy in Srimati Radhika happiness and always unhappy in and happiness of Srimati Radhika. So when Krishna went to Mathura, there was a big problem for Madhvendra Puri. And what that problem? She used to recite same sloka as Srimati Radhika used to recite, weeping bitterly. And what a sloka was that? Ai dina dayadrana he Mathura nata kada valokyase hridayam lokakat. Oh, what should I do? Where should I go? Where should I go? Radhika is telling. Sakhi, can you tell? Where Shyam Sundar is now? Ai dina dayadranath. Where he has gone, leaving me alone here in Vrindavan? I cannot survive. No eating, no drinking, nothing. Always absorbed in Krishna. Sometimes rebuking, weeping, but rebuking Krishna. Oh, you have gone to Mathura? Oh, for like you are bee. Oh, there you have been entangled with Kubja. Here, so many beautiful gopis here, leaving them, you have gone to Mathura for Kubja. Oh, Mathuranath. And so Srimati Radhika is so much weeping. Anyone could not pacify her. So Madhvendra Puri, like his Sakhi, he is also weeping in the same line. Ai dinya dayadranat he Mathuranath kadavalokyase hridayam tada alokakataram daita brahmyati kim karamyam. What should I do now? Always like this. We should try to aim and life of our atma, aim and object of our life, a prem like this, a love and affection for like this. Don't distribute your solid prem, akhanda prem, to anyone in this world. Never. Anything. Not always decorating like this, saying, making up 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, dressing our room so much, so much. To anyone in this world, only whole our prem and love and affection should be given to in the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika or Krishna Yugal, conjugal Krishna. So from beginning, very beginning, you will have to be very careful. Otherwise, all this maya standing nearby and she will at once attract and our life will be in vain. So don't do. My humble request to all, if you have come to me, you should obey me and try to be like that. You know the history of Madhvendra Puripad? You should tell in brief. Where is Bhagat Bandho? No, what? Bhagat? He had not, he is not here? Where? What is going? What you are doing? Come in. What was going back?
So Srila Madhavendra Puri was a pure devotee of Krishna, and he is said to be the root of the tree of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he carried the seed conception of Vraja Madhurya Prem. And he appeared before Lord Chaitanya, just as when Lord Brahma went with the devas and the earth personified to the shore of the milk ocean, then Krishna or Kshiradakshaya Vishnu indicated that Krishna would appear, but before that his associates would appear to make way for his leela. So similarly with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, some associates appeared before him in order to prepare for his leela. And part of his leela was to taste the confidential moods of Srimati Radhika, and part was also to distribute Vraja Prem, and particularly Gopi Manjari Prem. So Madhavendra Puri was sent in advance, and he carried this mood. And then this mood was bestowed upon his disciple Ishwarapuri, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his leela accepted diksha from Ishwarapuri and thus inherited this same mood. Of course, it is coming from him because he is the root of it. So Madhavendra Puri was always absorbed in this state, as Srila Gurudev was saying. He was absorbed in the state of feeling himself as a Manjari maid servant of Srimati Radhika. And in this way he was wandering here and there. He had a vow that he would never beg alms from anyone. So sometimes he would go for several days without eating. And only if someone approached him and offered him something, then he would accept. Otherwise, he would never request anyone. So one time he was wandering in Vrindavan in this state of ecstasy, always remembering Krishna, and also he always stayed alone because he did not want to come into association of others and then have to engage in mundane talks. So he would walk absorbed in chanting and remembering Krishna's leela and forgetting whether it was day or whether it was night or where he was going. So he was wandering in this state in Braj and hadn't eaten for perhaps 2 or 3 days. And then a beautiful young boy came to him And he brought a pot of milk in a, like a clay pot. And the boy was very immediately attracted his mind. So Madhavendra Puri was astonished because he is not attracted to anything in this world, always absorbed internally in meditating on Krishna. But when he saw this boy completely captivated his mind. And he was wondering, why am I so attracted to this boy? So the boy, he brought this pot of milk and he said, "My dear sannyasi, I see that you have been fasting, so I brought this pot of milk for you." So he said, "How did you know I was fasting?" And the boy replied, "Well, the village women, they have noticed you wandering here and there and not taking anything. And in our village, we don't allow anyone to go hungry. So they have given me this pot of milk and they have requested me to give it to you." So Madhavendra Puri accepted and he drank the milk. And then at the next moment, the boy had disappeared. And he was not able to find him anywhere. So then he went on chanting and chanting through the night. And then at a certain point, he dozed off. Of course, even in sleeping, he's not actually sleeping like us, but always meditating on Krishna and remembering Krishna's lila.
He took the milk after the boy went. Mm-hmm. He took the milk.
Yeah.
And then you have told?
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
So, in the dream, or in his dreams, the same boy came to him again. And then he understood that this boy was Krishna. And in the dream, Krishna said that, "I have been waiting for you for a long time." Because at that time, the Muslims, they were ruling India. And the Muslims, they attacked many of the temples and destroyed many of the deities. So the pujaris, they would sometimes, if they got warning that the Muslims were coming, then they would take the deity and they would hide it somewhere in order to protect it. So the this pujari, he had hidden the deity of Gopal in a dense forest and then had fled for his life. So this boy, Krishna, he came to Madhavendra Puri in his dream and he said that, "I've been waiting a long time for you. I'm hidden in the jungle and you please rescue me." So when Madhavendra Puri awoke from the dream, then he was actually condemning himself that, "Oh, this boy came to me. Krishna actually came to me directly, and I could not recognize him." So then he gathered some of the townspeople, or the village people rather, and they took knives and machetes and whatnot, and the forest was very dense, so many weeds and branches. So they cut through the vegetation, and then they dug and found the deity of Gopal. And then Madhavendra Puri, for several days, performed a installation ceremony for Gopal. So on top of Giriraj Govardhan, on some slab of stone there, they placed the deity, and many Brahmins were called there in order to perform the jagya and the puja. And also, Madhavendra Puri called for foodstuffs to be brought from all the neighboring villages. And so a great quantity of foodstuffs were prepared. And then they were also performing abhishek, bathing the deity, like we did yesterday. So this was going on for several days. But the deity of Gopal had been, for a very long time, had been buried in the earth. And of course, India is very hot, especially in the summertime. So Gopal again appeared to Madhavendra Puri in a dream. And he said that in spite of this abhishek, this bathing going on for several days, still my body is very hot. So you please go to Jagannath Puri and you get sandalwood paste, this Malayan chandan there, the very famous sandalwood. So this is a very long way from Vrindavan, and at that time there was no planes or trains or anything like that. So Madhavendra Puri, he went everywhere on foot. So it was a very long journey, and there were many obstacles to face because the Muslims were ruling at the time, and there were so many different like border crossings and whatnot. So Madhavendra Puri took up this journey, and when he got to Remuna, which is not so far from Puri, there's one deity of Gopinath there. And this deity is a very famous deity, and they used to offer kheer to this deity. And this kheer was renowned all over. So Madhavendra Puri, he was thinking that if we can offer this type of kheer to Gopal, it will be very nice. So when he was thinking like that, it was as if he was desiring to sample the kheer in order to be able to prepare it in the same way. But at the same moment, he chastised himself because he considered that, oh, I am desiring to taste the kheer of Gopinath before it is even offered to him. So this is very sinful. So now I will have to fast. And he gave up his idea to taste the kheer. And he just simply went in the village and was chanting. But at night, Gopinath appeared in a dream to the pujari and said that I have hidden a pot of kheer. They offer kheer to the deity. And he said, you did not notice, but I have hidden one pot underneath my cloth. So you should go and find it there. And then after that, you should find this sannyasi, this devotee, Madhavendra Puri, and you should give it to him. So the pujari got up, washed himself, put on fresh cloth, and then went on the altar, and indeed, underneath the cloth of Gopinath was a pot of this sweet rice. So thereafter, this Gopinath became known as Kirchor Gopinath. Gopinath who stole, or the thief Gopinath, who stole sweet rice for his devotee, Madhavendra Puri. So the pujari went out afterwards, and he was calling all over, and finally he found Madhavendra Puri, and then he gave him this sweet rice, and he said that Gopinath has stolen this for you. You are so fortunate, you are so beloved to the Lord. So Madhavendra Puri was appreciating the mercy of the Lord, the mercy of his dear Lord. Yet at the same time he was thinking that by the morning time this story will be spread all over. And then so much praise will come because people will be saying, oh, what a great devotee this person must be that Gopinath has stolen here for him. So he left that place immediately, not wanting to be praised. And he carried on with his journey. And then finally he arrived in Puri and he got the chandan and also some camphor to mix with it, and it was very heavy, so he got two other persons to help in carrying this, yet still they were having to do this whole journey on foot and carry it on their backs, something like 80 kilos I think. So as he was making his way back to Vrindavan, then Gopal again appeared to him in a dream for the third time. And he said that if you simply go to Remuna again, to Gopinath, I am non-different from Gopinath, or Gopinath is non-different from I. So if you go there and you prepare this sandalwood for Gopinath, then I will be completely satisfied. It will be the same as if you apply it on me. So Madhavendra Puri did this. He returned to Remuna. And of course there he could not escape the fame which was coming to him, being such a great devotee of the Lord. But the Lord also did this to show the glory of Madhavendra Puri and also to relieve him from having to return all the way to Braj with the Chandan, and also to show that he is none different. All his forms are identical to him. So I'll stop there. And
very good. You know that Madhavendra Puri was disciple of any sannyasi of Madhvacharya Sampradaya. Lakshmi Pati Tirtha. Nityananda Prabhu was also disciple of the same Lakshmi Pati Tirtha. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was initiated by Ishwar Puri Bhad, and he took sannyas from Keshav Bharti in Kantak Nagar. In the same way, Madhavendra Puri was originally disciple of Lakshmi Pati Tirtha. And after that, when Lakshmi Pati Tirtha passed away from this world, he wanted to take renounce order. But his Gurudeva was not there. So he took sannyas from anyone of Madhvacharya line, and his name was Sampuri. Vishnupuri. And he became sannyasi. Understand? So he was Madhavendra Puri. If anyone can have an argument, a doubt that if he was in Madhvacharya Sampradaya, they are all called Tirtha. But how he became Puri? Oh, also in Madhvacharya line, some Tirtha and some Puri also. So he took initiation first from Lakshmi Tirtha, and after he passed away, he took renounce order from Vishnu Puri. He was also a very learned person and very high class, from whom he took initiation Lakshmi Pati Tirtha. They were in line of Madhvacharya, and they were devotees of Bal Gopal. Bal Gopal, you know?
Taking charming seat, holding charming
seat. Yes. And also, in the same time, they used to worship Narayan as that. Lakshmi Narayan. Actually, they were worshipper of Lakshmi Narayan, but they used to worship Bal Gopal. They're all established truth are like that. Narayan. But this Puri, in the same line, he was in the line of Gopi's mood. Vishnu Puri. And he has written some books, very good books, about this. In the line of Gopi Prem. So he was not Tattvavadi. Who? Madhavendra Puri Pad. But he was as a gopi mood devotee, pure devotee. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took initiation, one of the disciples of Madhavendra Puri Pad. That is, he was Ishwar Puri Pad. In his last career, we see that he was always weeping. Oh, Krishna, where you have been. Always absorbed in this. Always weeping, crying bitterly so much. He Deva, He Daita, He Bhuvanaika Bandho, He Krishna, He Chapala, He Karunaika Sindho, He Nath, He Ramana, He Nayana Abhiram, Ha ha kadar bhavitar padam dishu. Like Srimati Radhika, these two slokas of Radhika. But in the middle time, there was none who can recite this slokas. And in the same mood like Radhika. After a long time, Madhavendra Puri became like this, like Braja Prem and Gopi Prem. Ki, Hey Deva means you are worshipable. You are so beautiful. I cannot forget you. Though you can forget us, and you have gone to Mathura, and you have so many beloved there, we are Gwalini only one. Gwalini, you know, Gopi. We are not so much beautiful as Mathura, devices of Jadavs. We are not so much beautiful. No, we are not so much, we have no so much quality like them. But we cannot live without you. We will die about you. So, hey Dait means
beloved.